Welcome to Smart Shopping Tips. I'm your host and economist, Dr. Emily Carter. These days, more and more people enjoy shopping online because it's faster, easier, and often cheaper than shopping at a store. But does it always lead to a satisfying experience? Let's hear from some of you. Can you share your own experiences?
Hi, I'm Lucas. Last month, I was looking around on a shopping website to buy new headphones. Then I found nice ones with this message. Only two left at this price. This offer ends in 10 minutes and 25 seconds. The timer was counting down. I felt like I might lose the chance, so I quickly clicked buy. But I should not have bought them. A few days later, I found the same headphones at a lower price.
That happens a lot. Marketing words like low stock or limited time push people to make a quick choice by creating a sense of urgency. People may think, I have to buy this cool item now because I won't get another chance, and end up buying without a second thought. So, Lucas, try not to rush next time. It's important for you to compare prices on other sites.
Hi, my name is Yuna. A few weeks ago, I bought a bag. It looked great, but the price was too high. At first, I wasn't sure about buying it. Then I saw this message. 400 people bought this item in the last 7 days. That made me feel like it was a smart choice. So I spent all my pocket money on the bag. However, it was careless of me to buy it.
I understand. Messages like, lots of people are buying this, can make people want to join the group. They may start thinking, if so many people are buying it, it must be a great item. But Yuna, even though something is popular, you don't need to buy it. Next time, ask yourself what you really need and make a plan that fits your budget.
Hello, I'm Thomas. 3 months ago, I signed up for a free 1 month trial of a movie app. I forgot to cancel it before the trial ended, so I was charged $10. When I tried to cancel the service, these messages appeared. Every movie lover stays. Are you really ready to walk away? You'll regret it. Most do. The messages made me unsure, so I still haven't canceled it.
You must have believed their messages. Companies make canceling hard by using emotional words. They make people feel guilty or worried. Thomas, don't let those emotional messages affect your decision. You should cancel the service now if you don't want it. Even better, when you sign up for a free trial, mark your calendar to cancel it before the period ends.